just want to give you guys a little bit of context. We recorded this first episode on not so great microphones. It was, in fact, our first take in our first episode. So just give us a little grace. We did get new microphones. You will hear better audio in the next few episodes. So just give us a little grace. We're sorry, but also hope you enjoy. Thanks. Soundstripe.
Greetings, brothers.
Please tell us about the time you
had to say something. The last time I had to say something in unison is the reason I got fired from Hooters.
I feel like that takes a lot to get fired from Hooters, so please tell us.
So Hooters is, fun fact, the only job I've ever been fired from.
Okay.
And because you have to have a certain bubbly personality.
I thought you were pointing at your boobs.
Boobs.
Certainly. For the record, I do bubbly not have boobs, so it's also ironic. But anyway, this was in Daytona Beach, and we were shooting a commercial.
Definitely have to have boobs
for
in Daytona.
Hooters. Yeah. It was actually, so there was an event there every year. It was called Turkey Rod Run.
Oh! Turkey Rod Run.
Take a minute with that one, I know. But Turkey Rod Run is a classic car show. So it's really
hot rods.
It's hot rods.
Not so. Rods.
Not rods. Okay.
Not turkey rods.
I was concerned about the turkeys
and the rods.
And it's in November. So.
Ooh. Oh. Well, so it's in Florida, though.
Soft rods.
Yeah, soft rods.
Oh.
Soft rods.
So the softest rods you ever did.
Probably some straight
all
rods.
Of the Hooters girls from Daytona Beach Hooters had to stand on like these bleachers, and we were being filmed. We had to say one line in unison. I'll never forget it. It was, Hot Wheels, Florida is everywhere. Hooters, Daytona Beach.
That's a lot to say.
We were there for hours. And I was the one in the background, like, how many blondes does it take to, like, insert
how many
whatever.
Blondes with titties does it take to say? I don't even remember what you had
like,
to say.
Like, how many brain cells collectively
how many
do
blondes
we need?
With and without titties?
Yes, we have
we're inclusive
here.
Inclusive of the titties.
Yeah,
correct.
And it was shortly after that that I got fired. And I think it was because I was the one making the jokes and the girls were all like, but I am pretty. Like, and I was being mean. Or I did have a stalker at the time, so that could have been it. She was like a mid-50-year-old woman.
I love that for you. Did she want to be a sugar mommy?
No, she just...
That's unfortunate.
No, she... We'll circle around a stalker. I'm sure we'll have a stalkers episode and pepper her in there.
Yeah.
And like bring
her
around.
Pepper.
No, I think it was like Sharon or Cheryl or
something.
Like, it was like an old lady name at the time.
That makes
sense. So not Karen.
No. And I was it could have been Carol.
Carol.
Carol?
I don't
Carol Baskin?
Maybe.
Carol.
But yeah,
Carol,
I got fired
like people.
From Hooters. For being a smart ass because all of the pretty Hooters girls should not say one line in unison.
You know,
I feel like we were more successful just now saying
that tracks with your personality so much, and I truly love it.
That's less surprising than working in Hooters.
I feel like right now.
So, welcome to Bitches and Stitches. A podcast where three ADHD humans try to make any sense
bitch
to normal people. We are bitches, and we do find ourselves very funny.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
I find that. I'm not a bitch.
You're not.
We're a little bitchy.
Ma'am.
We're a little bitchy, but we're funny about
You're
it.
You're a little bitchy. The look Callie gave me.
Man.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks.
No bitches here.
No bitches
no
here.
Bitchery.
Like mom used to always say,
bitches be crazy. Really? My mom just called me a bitch.
Oh, people.
No, that's fair. It's fine.
I feel like that's opening the trauma box.
Yeah, I think we're going to save the trauma box for a later episode.
That's fine.
I think like episode quarter. One might be two.
We can't trauma dump in episode one. How are they supposed to understand me?
I feel like a light dump would be fine.
I currently need to take a light
dump. I can't tell if it's too early.
No, it's not. We should get one of those signs that's like days since
we last shit ourselves. Okay,
like mine has been since Sierra from Ladies and Tans.
Yes, but mine has been since first grade since I've shit myself. To be fair,
I thought you were.
I don't trust anybody that's never shit their pants
as an adult.
As an adult, oh,
I almost shit my pants 2 weeks ago.
Well, I did.
I mean, I'm actively avoiding shitting my pants normally.
I'm very much trying not to shit my pants, but I did have close calls the night before my colonoscopy.
Well, that was a colonoscopy.
Don't they give you the shit that you have to drink that turns your shit into water? And
yeah, it's a.
Do you remember all the shit updates we got?
Yep.
We got a lot of shit updates.
Yeah, it was.
She was pissing out her butt.
I was pissing out my ass. And I damn near shit myself because I was too tired to get up. My husband's in the other room cackling.
Getting the text as you're in bed and on the toilet in the middle of the night.
I literally
trying to avoid shitting yourself.
Yes,
I had no context for that. I did not realize that you had taken the toilet.
Hold on. We had another group chat that she didn't give any context to. Called the Breakfast Club.
I was just like, oh, poor Jazz and her IBS.
No.
Like, that's where I was.
No. She was about to have a camera up her butt.
I almost asked the doctor, is this what you wanted to do your whole life, or was this a recent discovery?
That's how I feel about foot doctors.
Have you always wanted to have a camera, like, shove cameras up people's asses, or, like, is this...
No. Yeah.
Is this... You got out of med school, and you were like, well, this is well.
Really what I want to do with my life.
Well, you know, there's that other podcast that I love called Other People's Lives.
Yeah.
And people write in all the time about, like, the first time they learned that they like to drink piss. And I feel like maybe there should be an episode in there about, like, how I learned I wanted to look into assholes.
Oh. Really.
I think that's
a great idea. You know?
How do we befriend
Joe Santagato?
A colonoscopy.
Oh, I was going to say.
That's true. Because
Joe is one of the hosts on Other People's Lives.
He's a hose.
He's a hoe.
We are not actually calling Joe Santagato.
I think Frankie would love if we called Joe Santagato a hoe.
Listen, I'm not trying to get sued for slander on episode one.
Okay. That's fair.
Joe Santagato, we love your work.
Yeah. Big fans. Big fans over here, Bitches and Stitches. We haven't introduced ourselves.
We have not introduced ourselves yet.
Would
Callie,
Callie,
go first.
Oh, thank you for saying my name. My name is Callie. It is California Marie when I'm in trouble with Jaslyn.
It is indeed.
My name is not short for California. Our Jazz will call me Little some state name. Little Idaho.
Usually Little Idaho because it feels right.
Is one of her favorites because I had a Jamaican neighbor when I was growing up that did not like that my name was Callie because he thought my parents named me Callie as in short for California.
Or Calypso.
Yeah, that too. I got that one a lot. Trust me. And so
Jones over here.
He said, I didn't like that her name is Callie like California, so he called me Little Texas. My entire childhood.
What Texas?
Little Texas.
Oh, God. Why am I so polluted with 90s country? Because I'm thinking about right now is God bless Texas. His own hands.
Not all your exes live in Texas?
No.
My brain went all my exes.
No. God bless Texas.
I'm not even having any exes in Texas, so count for something.
I also do not have any exes in Texas.
That's a win.
I have ex friends in Texas.
That's fine.
That counts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Counts as exes in Texas.
But no, like, ex-loves, I don't know. I screwed a lot of guys in the early 2000s.
Hell yeah.
A really good chance some of them in Texas.
They probably are.
So now that you've introduced yourself,
I've screwed a lot of people.
Screwed a lot of guys, and a lot of them are probably in Texas. Would you like to introduce your name?
Oh, I'm Stephanie. My last name is Woody, so a lot of people just call me Woody because... giant phallic reference is just more fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. And who likes a Stephanie?
Do you remember the person who said if my name was Stephanie, wouldn't that be a really cunty name?
Yeah, no, she goes, Stephanie, like, sounds like a cunt, right? And I was like, yeah.
What a
bitch.
I don't
know who that is. But
her name was different name.
Her name was Bethany, and she was talking about getting confused.
Cunt Bethany.
Cunt Bethany.
That rat bastard.
I know, I'm going to agree. Sure. Stephanie's a lame name, so please send your submissions, votes. Maybe I could be Stevie.
Ooh.
I like Stevie.
I like Stevie Woody.
That doesn't happen.
I feel like we would have to use either Stevie or Woody.
Like I have to get a new last name.
Yeah.
It would just be. But anyway, let's move on.
What would your new last name be, though, if it was Stevie?
Well, maybe I would just
can't go next.
No, I guess I like wood. Woody. I like
Stevie
Woody.
Wood.
I like wood.
That'll be fine.
Big fan of Woody.
I'm a big fan
of the wood.
Yeah, there's too many
big wood gal
in my entire childhood.
That's all the gentleman suitors you had in your early 20s.
Big wood fan.
A lot of wood. They were
a lot of wood. All right, Jasmine.
The woodchuck.
Ooh, yeah. Woodchuck over here should be taking down that wood. Jaslyn, in your Pedro Pascal shirt, I'm going to need you to introduce yourself.
I am wearing my Pedro Pascal shirt, and it is beautiful. My name is
only to the Taylor Swish.
I'll wear that one for the next recording, and we will have visuals for that one. My name is Jaslyn. I go by Jazz. It's not spelled however you think it's going to be spelled. So
autocorrect
just
always wants to put J-A-Z-Z.
Autocorrect!
Lang loose sign, yeah. It always wants to put J-A-Z-Z, and I'm like, it's not her name.
You put that thing back where it came from.
So help me.
Yeah, I'm full of useless quotes, lots of ADHD. What else should I say about myself?
Are we medicated today?
Yes.
Okay.
It took me a minute.
I was there.
Friendly neighborhood reminder. If you have not taken your meds today, please do so.
Or drank your water. Can you please do that?
Also
hydrate
do that.
Before you dehydrate.
Drink
Thank
some,
you. Yes.
Yes.
What the fuck did you just say?
Hydrate before you dehydrate. Oh, speaking of. A special someone that we used to spend lots of time with at our last store.
Okay.
I shan't name the location.
Uh-huh.
I was discussing with him.
Almost asked, did they dehydrate?
They did not dehydrate.
No, I know
because
they
remember
about.
To hydrate.
No,
I was talking to him earlier, and he reminded me of a thing that happened during our fun committee planning session one time.
Where was that not what
this is? This is a fun committee planning session for sure.
This is full PPC.
Okay.
We are full.
I thought you were about to say PPE.
Mm-hmm. Not PPE.
We don't need that.
Though I'm sure there's gloves and masks around here somewhere.
Yeah.
PPC, party planning committee.
Okay.
Like from The Office.
Oh,
fuck. Okay. Well,
we'll unpack that.
Bad news, brothers.
Woody's got
office?
To watch The Office.
I've seen some of it, but
to
not
be fair,
to like name characters.
I've only seen bits and pieces. I can name characters.
But like, I feel like it's the kind of show you don't have to know the characters to enjoy it. Like,
yeah.
You can just like watch a random episode and think it's funny.
So that's going to probably be one full episode is where we watch some and then we pause it and we discuss.
Okay.
Because I need... You've watched Parks and Rec, though.
Ah!
Same way.
Fuck.
I'm not
okay.
against it.
I am a Parks and Rec
Listen,
fan.
Those shows came out. It, like, Google what year those shows came
okay.
out.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure I have two excuses for why I fell off on watching television.
Was the year.
One was cocaine.
1990. No, it wasn't.
One was the year I was doing too many drugs to afford cable.
Fair. 2005 is The Office.
Close. Yeah, that was it. And then the other one is.
Yeah, that tracks.
I had a baby and couldn't afford cable.
Parks and Rec is 2009.
That's why that one never got watched because
okay.
it was
so drugs
in 2008.
Baby.
Drugs
okay.
and then baby. Not at the same
but
time.
But not at the same time.
I did not have a
for everybody
baby.
Who's
no
worried.
Drug babies.
No, but
not
Veda
drug
is
the
a
babies.
Well-adjusted human
with ADHD.
With ADHD and maybe some other. Listen,
she gets
don't
it on. It. They get it honest. Honestly, they get it honest.
Oh, yes. But back to the story. Can you tell we have ADHD? They reminded me of the time that we were trying to assign days of the week, like
spirit week,
spirit days, but mm-hmm. like just average days of the week. So we were going to do like wacky shirt Wednesday or something like that. Yeah. Just like wear a stupid shirt.
That's not a stupid shirt that you're wearing, but it is wacky.
Listen, we were trying to make work at a place that was not so fun a little bit more fun.
And this isn't current?
No.
Okay.
Well,
current company,
not current role.
Okay.
So
not current location either.
Do you remember when our manager at the time said, make it Monday as one of the days? And no. I'm saying make it, not naked.
No.
And we all stared at him and thought he said naked Mondays.
Is that
I said,
egg?
I don't. No.
Was it egg?
No, store okay. manager.
Oh, Pebble. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
BRB, I'm listening, bro.
Yep. Yep.
Please go get more beverage. Do you need a refill?
Yeah, we should probably have bottles in here now.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, we cut this at some point.
But yeah, we all thought that he said naked Monday and we screamed and he was like, no, because you know how sweet of a human he is.
The pebble.
Yeah, he was very distraught that we could have ever thought that that was the thing that he said.
A naked Monday?
Ignore the sounds of boring.
Don't, like, if someone were to mistake something I said for naked Monday, A, it probably could be accurate.
You just said it and it truly, I was like, she said make it Monday and
nope, naked Monday.
Naked Monday.
See, but if you say it,
I would say naked.
Is that naked. Redneck?
Is that Florida?
Is that Florida?
Is that Florida in you?
Florida doesn't have
hills. Where I'm from.
Well, there's no hills.
No. There is no
you
hills.
Must have
in
the
Florida.
Hills in order to have the hillbilly.
There are Indian mounds. Those were
Yeah, it's a little scary.
We shan't take those
from the Indians.
From our indigenous people.
But those were our hills. Those are Florida hills.
Yeah, it's a pretty flat state.
Yep.
I had a lot of rednecks growing up.
State flat tip. Sorry.
Ma'am.
I'm not judging either one of you.
I can't.
I had to say the thing.
Do you think there are more Hooters per capita in Florida?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I will look it up right fucking now. I need to know.
Because I feel like in a state that houses Concord, that there might be
more Hooters?
A few more Hooters.
I don't know.
Per capita.
Per capita, CAPITA.
Listen, it just felt like it was too easy.
What did you spell for me earlier? I couldn't spell something at work.
Urinal.
Urinal. I could not spell urinal at work because I
was
going to
guess onomatopoeia.
No. Way off. Someone came up to tell us that one of the urinals in the men's restroom kept running, and I said, "Well, you better go catch it." so I put in a work order.
She did.
And I put, hey, there's a urinal that keeps running in the men's restroom. Someone needs to come catch it. And I put that in the work order. And now, mind you, I don't remember the maintenance man that came. I don't remember his name.
He's very nice.
He's so lovely. But he walked over to my desk, because I'm the first person right there, and goes, what are you doing in the men's restroom?
Wasn't me.
And I said, wasn't me?
Listen.
Or maybe I was just trying to catch that urinal. Never. No. And he goes, okay. I think I fixed it. Also, I flushed it like 10 times. If it happens again, I'll come up here, take it apart. We'll do whatever we need to do. And we'll have a great time.
I'd rather do less than take apart.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there are, let's see.
How many Hooters per capita?
So,
oh my God, there's a state that beats Florida.
It's Texas, but Texas is the largest, well, not the largest state. Alaska's larger, but it's the largest
California.
Continental U.S. state.
Mm-hmm.
It's too far.
18%
of Hooters. Let's see, in Texas.
You know, they should probably put some more Hooters in Alaska so they have something to do.
So Texas has 18% of Hooters. Florida has 16% of Hooters.
Wait, what's the 22%?
Georgia is 7%, but it's 22 per capita.
Okay. So what I'm reading from that is if Texas is the next sleaziest state up from Florida.
Love it.
I definitely.
Then we're all from sleazy states.
All
my ex. Then we're definitely all from sleazy states now.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh.
I'm from Jacksonville.
I didn't know if that was like a stint or if like you were like from.
I was born there.
Mm-hmm. How long? How old were you?
Till I was 10. So I wasn't fully, like, I wasn't raised as an adult in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was coming after raised, and I was like, my wolves, or?
I mean, have you met my parents? Yes.
That's true. I have met both your parents.
Yeah, I was indeed raised by wolves.
Both my parents are dead now, so we can talk.
We have an orphan! My sister really wants me to date an orphan.
What?
Yeah. Like, she wants you to be like, does he,
like, Oliver
wants,
Twist is gonna show up for
yes,
dinner?
Yes.
She makes you sing songs.
To date someone that doesn't have any parents.
So you don't have to deal with in-laws?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, that's a really hard adventure, Charlie. I'm not out here specifically looking for men or women that do not have parents. And she goes, why not?
Because there's a lot to unpack trauma-wise there.
I agree.
So either you have, you could have really great in-laws. Let me start there. You could have really great in-laws. You could also have really shitty in-laws. You could have one of each.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And then you could also have to take care of a human child, an adult child at that point, depending on what kind of trauma they endured. As a child.
Yeah, no, I'm
good. That mother clucker.
Mother clucker. I'm good. you know, I'm not out here specifically looking for orphans. So.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
I don't think that's appropriate either.
Yeah, it feels a little
accurate if someone had an orphan. Legal dating age.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, please actually do not look for orphans unless you're looking to adopt.
That is my goal one day. Adopt, don't shop. That is my goal one day.
This is your reminder to adopt, don't shop. Coming from your local adopted human.
We're allowed to say that we have an adopted one.
We have an adopted one.
I have an adopted friend. It's fine.
We've got 3 with ADHD.
Ooh.
We've got 2.5 white people.
Mm-hmm.
Half a black person.
Is it?
Yeah, so the humor we're allowed to span right now. As a Floridian, we can touch on drug addicts.
Yeah.
Of all forms. Because,
drugs.
Although it's not funny, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's tragic.
It's hilarious.
Funny. The crackheads that I knew and maybe was and have changed.
Was being the key word.
We can make adoption jokes because we have our orphan.
Little orphan Jaslyn.
You're not an orphan.
I'm not. And I also, none of my parents are dead. Well.
One of my parents are dead.
One.
Yeah, I was going to say, up until June of last year, I could say that.
We had no dead parents.
On this podcast, we've lost 3 parents this year.
Oh, shit.
We're really fucked up.
Or last year in 2023.
I was gonna say that's a lot of parents to lose in 2024.
You know what? I think last year was the year of the devil, and this year is the year of our Lord and Savior. I'm gonna go with that for a second.
I agree.
And see what
we can certainly hope. Fair enough.
Say we can certainly hope.
we can. I am certainly hope.
Do we have to talk about what our goal is? Like, do we have a goal or vision or
this?
You know, like
for the pod,
like, yeah,
for
2024. Like, we can talk shit to our maybe listener if this meets anybody's ears right now. Our intention
it's meeting
is
mine.
To
we're gonna listen to ourselves whether you listen to us or not.
I'm following.
So for me, I feel like my intention is to bring you into our fucking living room and drink wine with us.
Like that's
kind of what I want to.
That's my goal. Your
friendship.
Favorite bevy, and sit around and, you know, if you are feeling a little alone, well, then maybe you'll feel a little less alone.
And maybe you'll get a giggle and, you know, maybe for some sort of, like, for the sake of planning and for the love of ADHD, we could maybe think about a theme next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we can go into themes a little bit more in depth over the course of the next, you know, few recordings. But I think today is a solid get to know you.
It's getting to know
you. You know what would be a
getting to know?
Beautiful.
Sorry.
That was like beautiful.
So you can sing the intro.
You know, we could talk about how we all met.
We could. And I think we should.
I think we should as well.
Well,
no, it is very interesting.
It is very interesting because the year was 2023.
The year of
our Lord, I met you in 2021.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. We did know each other.
Let's
first.
Follow a time. Yes.
Okay.
Callie yes. and Jack.
The year was 2021.
And I had been laid off from my job and was very depressed and needed to make money. And so I applied for a part time position.
And who did she get a call from?
I got a text from one and only Jaslyn Briggs.
That was me, in fact.
Yes.
I hated calling people because they always seemed confused as to why they're receiving a phone call. So whenever possible.
Yes.
Sorry. I'll do the sound effects.
Please.
Please.
Whenever possible.
We don't need a soundboard. We have a Woody. Fuck.
Lord Jesus. Yeah, so I sent a quick text to my gal, Callie, who's spilling wine on herself.
Sorry, I'm trying to do this text. Sounds fun.
Love it.
Do I need to have red wine on my white shirt now?
Oh.
Judgmental. Yeah.
I sent a little text to Callie, and I told her to come in for an interview, and she said absolutely, and I sent her a date and time, and she showed up on time, and I knew she wasn't stupid.
She did my drug test.
I did do her drug test. I also could tell by her tone of voice that something deeper was going on in her life.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
We don't have to talk about that today. But that's how Callie and I became friends, because we decided that we were going to be friends.
I think I decided I was going to be friends with you. And then normally you decide you're going to be friends with people.
Yeah.
I am casually stripping out of my wine-stained white shirt.
It's
now.
Just a casual stripping.
Casual.
Do you
stripping.
Want to hand it
casual
to Joey
strippers
so that
casual.
He can?
I do as out. Soon as I can get it off of my body, but it is tucked into my brassiere.
Oh,
because that made it wearable for work
tighter.
Today. Yes.
Yosep, can you help?
Yosep.
Us?
Yosep.
Can you stain treat
or Martell if you have a stain treatment thingy with
on? Oh, there is.
Wow, what a
spray
dad.
Above the washing machine.
Well, we interrupt this program to tell you that my husband is the one that sews the buttons onto my things.
I love that.
Love it.
Because he's got more
he's
domestic
skills. He's
doing
a little razzle-dazzle hand motion.
He loves the razzle-dazzle. And now if I spill my red wine, it's going onto a black dress or my non-existent titties. So.
Yeah, non-existent titties.
Woo!
Can't really.
Anywho, so finish your story.
Anyhow. And I'm pretty sure I told you we were going to be friends, or I just kind of like made you be my friend.
That also works. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then we progressed in our careers.
We did.
And you were gracious enough to invite me to join in on your future endeavors.
Yes. I thought that Callie was going to be my partner in crime at the location we were currently working at, and then they took her away from me. So when I got promoted to a different position at the corporate level, I called Callie and asked her, I never call you. I texted Callie and asked her if she would be interested in said role. And, I sent her resume up and she came on up, and now we get to see each other every single day once again.
And then Martell yells at me on the weekends. You had her all week. I'm like, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. And then, little Jazz over here.
Little Jazz.
little Jazz Jazz.
I don't know if anybody's ever called me Lil.
Knows a lovely, lovely tattoo shop.
I know a one.
A one.
A one.
With great company.
Great company.
That listens to our bullshit.
The cheers of tattoo shops.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
I'll let you take that one away because...
Well, now I get to tell you. The year was 2023.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Probably
no,
was.
It was a dark and stormy morning because we were at work and I was not yet on medication for my anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I had to get Callie to hype me up to send you a message on Instagram in which I probably apologized no less than 3 times for the way that I was reaching out to you.
Oh, it should probably make sense why you're reaching out.
Oh, yes.
Or make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
So our lovely,
make it Monday.
Make it Monday.
It is Monday.
It is Monday, and I just stripped on the podcast.
So make it Monday.
Do we have any?
No. Yes. How did we meet our Woody?
Context.
So Woody is a very talented tattoo artist.
Tattoos?
Who has at this point done the majority of both of our tattoos. Mm-hmm. And
they don't have high standards.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do, damn it.
We will post.
You're putting permanent art on our bodies.
Evidence.
Have you seen Reggie and Ruby?
Reggie and Ruby are my finest work.
Ruby and Reggie and Ruby are our matching cowboy / cowgirl raccoons. And what a couple they are. But yes, so I reached out to Woody via Instagram. I slid into her DMs to see if she would do a tattoo for me. And I recall being so intimidated.
Because I'm borderline verbally abusive.
No.
On the internet.
You were very lovely. I was worried that I was reaching out to you the wrong way, and it's probably the fear that you sensed in my 17 apologies.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry if this is the wrong way to reach out to you. I just really wanted to reach out to you because I'm really nervous.
I'd like to get a tattoo or not ever. I'm sorry.
I can go fuck myself immediately.
I'm going to give you some money just for...
I've wasted enough of your time.
I was born... I'm sorry.
Please don't hate me. Okay, I love you. Bye. So yeah, I reached out to Woody to see if she would do a lovely family bouquet on my shoulder with everybody's flowers, birth flowers. I'm good at words.
Monsignor.
I'm sorry. M'lady. Yes, so I went in for my first session with her, and I remember being so very intimidated, and I was like, oh, she's going to hate me. This whole thing's, I'm going to ruin this. I'm going to ruin this right now. I'm going to ruin this hard. And she still let me come back for a second session to finish my tattoo without screaming at me, so that was good. And then upon the second session, did you come with me?
I didn't come for the second session. Okay. You'd already finished your back one. I was like, you're comfortable reaching out to her. I can be comfortable reaching out to her. And then sent her a very shitty Pinterest snake.
And I told her idea was dumb.
Yes, which I love her for. And then I came in for a consultation. She realized I had a couple other tattoos and that I told her to make it whatever the fuck she wanted it to be. But just put a danger noodle on my arm.
She got a better snake.
Yes.
Not in her lady.
Oh, snakes and the lady.
Yo, snakes
and the lady. That'll be another episode. It's the snakes and the ladies.
Well, you know, when you have badass tattoos from another artist, Callie has badass tattoos from another artist, and they are intricate and detailed, and then she comes at me with this fucking Pinterest bullshit. I'm like, why can't I do a cool tattoo?
You can.
Yeah, don't come out of
here. I want to do a cool tattoo. Get your Pinterest snake out of here.
Have you seen my hummingbird skeleton?
Fuck. Sorry. That's ADHD corner. That's the alarm I set every night at 9:02 because 9 o'clock is not acceptable. To plan my workout for the next day.
Beautiful.
I thought it said pay your rent. And I was like, what?
Expecting a birth control alarm.
It says plan your workout because in ADHD land, I forget the workout that I need to plan the next morning when I wake up and I'm like, fuck, I've run out of time. That alarm gets stopped every night and not nary a workout has ever been
planned. Not nary.
That's fair.
Nope. But my idea was to check the weather. To make sure, like, if I could run outside, or if I was going to be doing a Peloton ride inside, or maybe some yoga, or maybe it's been Monday, and I should just stretch, and whatever.
Great intentions.
Mm-hmm.
That's like plan.
I set that, 3 months ago. I've never once planned one. So, anyway.
So that's the old college try.
The old college try.
Yeah, and then Callie and I kept coming back, showing up at her doorstep. And
every month. For tattoos.
Lisa.
Lisa, can I have some more?
Can I have some more?
And, I was like, and then, oi, bruv, moo it.
Mirror.
I'm so glad I said
you. Mirror.
You didn't even get that far.
I didn't.
You stopped at Canada.
I did because I wanted to hear you pronounce the Canadian moo.
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 It did have some swoops.
Moo.
Yeah. It needs less throat.
Moo.
Moo.
We love Canada.
That's what I appreciate about you.
Appreciates that about you too.
So like, yeah. References.
We kept showing up and she accepted us as her unhinged pals, and we've been friends ever since.
You're stuck with us.
Well, it's because I love you guys, because I feel like I don't have a really good filter. And when you come in and I've just tattooed someone horrible or had a horrible cut. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the consult. When I'm sitting there doing a consult with the world's biggest twat, and you guys are sitting in the waiting room because you're 9 hours early for your appointment.
I just like to be
and I'm trying
to spend time with you.
Desperately not to make eye contact with anybody because you can hear what's happening and you can hear what I'm saying. And then I look at you. And then you look at me and I'm like, fuck, this is going
to Don't worry, because we're like hitting each other on the leg. Like,
did you hear the dumbassery that just came out of her mouth?
Did you hear this? But you caught up with our dumbassery.
But really, where the love formed was when I learned your terminology for some of your beast-like coworkers. And my favorite one was shrimp bitch. And I was like, oh my fucking god, I've got a shrimp bitch.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a shrimp. Male and
you can still be a shrimp bitch.
Shrimp bitch. Fuck that shrimp bitch.
Bitch.
Can't stand his ass. And then.
Shrimp bitch.
Furthermore, it was the tale of.
it's one of the types of shrimp that there are.
Shrimp creole.
Shrimp creole shrimp. And,
fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp.
Shrimp oil.
Shrimp scampi.
Shrimp bitch. Yes!
Whenever you hear a snort, it's me. Take a shot.
Take a shot
for every snort you hear.
Hot damn.
But yeah, it was the shrimp bitch, and then it was the ugly babies that really got it for me. And I was like, oh man, do I have some ugly babies for you?
The ugly babies do be doing it.
And I knew it was love.
Yep.
For context, I had a manager or one of my direct leaders who would say that there's always ugly babies, Jazz. Either you're trying to sell them or somebody's trying to sell them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how he went through life.
I love that for him.
So yeah, tell us about your ugly babies in the comments.
Mm.
Send us pictures of your friends' ugly babies.
And we'll determine whether or not they're racist.
Yep. Yep. I was waiting. I was about to say it. I was like, that's not for me to say.
I got you.
Thank you.
I'm here for it.
Thank you.
All right, Callie, do you want to kick us off with some questions?
Yeah, I feel like we really should express our personalities here.
All right, if we haven't already.
You're about to make me do the charade.
No.
Okay.
They can't see that. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, please pour more wine.
She was going to say, yes, please do charades.
We've done names. We've done jobs.
Okay, let's keep these quick.
We're losing rapid fire.
We're losing them. Okay. Which Spice Girl would you be?
I already got mine.
Yep. I already got mine. I think we're the same.
I think so.
Wait, what are you?
Scary Spice.
Scary Spice. For obvious reasons.
I'm not sporty. I'm not scary. I don't know.
Can you be Baby Spice? Can you be our Baby Spice?
I'll be your baby.
Ooh. Big fan. Big fan. What would your walkout song be? M'ladies? I know yours, I think.
I had my work appropriate answer because I did get asked this by a former boss of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my non-work appropriate answer.
Go with the non-work appropriate because okay, I'm going to give the non-work appropriate answer as well.
My non-work appropriate is She by Megan Thee Stallion. Voiceover Jazz here. I am well aware that the name of the song is not She, but Her
by Megan Thee Stallion. I'm just stupid. Okay, carry on.
Our Lord and Savior.
Not to be confused with Kermit the Frog.
Ah. Yes. Steph?
Oh my god, these are such hard questions. Pass.
No.
You
oh, minus P-I-M-P, 50 Cent.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Martell's a big fan over there. That is what I wake up to every morning. It's not my alarm sound, but it is.
I thought that you meant it was your alarm sound, and I was like, how do you still like that song?
It is what I get up to in the first song I turn on every morning, and it somehow has managed to put me in a good mood.
Well, it's like your Superman stance, but
exactly.
A song.
Uh-huh. Exactly, and it's P-I-M-P.
Okay, I mean, these are, I was not expecting this question, so I don't know, but I'm somewhere torn between Tupac, How Do You Want It?
Okay.
My husband is now aggressively pointing at Woody.
Or Shaka Khan, I'm Here For You.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm. Voiceover Jazz here one more time to let you know that Woody fucked up and she meant I Feel For You by Shaka Khan, not I'm Here For You. She knows the name of the song and she was very unhappy with herself for saying the wrong words. Okay. Carry on.
Yeah. Like that. Gotcha. I just like,
I love my musical ladies.
Yeah. You know,
but you don't love your musicals, lady.
I'm not a musical lady.
But really, most days it's Wilson Phillips. I'm just trying to hold on.
Hold on. So it's not Bitch.
Brooks. No,
no.
I need a better.
That's fair.
Can I have a song? This not a song. A question. I'm just gonna piss both of you off because immediately I gotta know what I asked this last time.
Are mashed potatoes Irish?
Fuck you! Fuck right off and ask the next question.
So mashed potatoes are not Irish.
Stop. No. Quit trying to make white things brown things. I said it.
That's our brown friend.
She can say that.
How long do you?
I'm like a potato.
I know what your answer is.
On the outside.
White on the inside.
Mostly white on the inside. Honestly, if kids in middle school came up with better insults, like
they would have said,
"You're a potato instead of an Oreo," like okay.
You'd be like, "So offensive."
Either way, I'm tasty. Damn it,
I'm a little bit soft too.
a little soft, bitch.
How I agreed to adopt the nickname.
Yeah,
I'm a little soft.
A little soft. How long do you think you would survive a zombie apocalypse?
Do what?
How long do you think you would survive a zombie apocalypse?
Do I get all my dead dad's guns?
Yes. Sure.
A long time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would do pretty well.
I'm fucking laying down and dying.
Yeah, Callie's going to let herself be taken by the zombies.
Sacrifice me.
She will be.
Ooh.
What if you.
So y'all would keep me alive for the cookies.
Yeah, we do it for the plot.
I shoot someone
for the plot. I do a lot of shit for the plot.
And yeah, we do.
Story. I mean, how am I supposed to know about strange men's buttholes?
Or wieners.
Or wieners.
Wieners.
Because we're not adults.
No.
You can't say paintus.
He's playing.
Okay, are you ready?
It's too bad.
Are you ready? So I have a story.
Oh, boy.
Where's the most embarrassing place you farted?
Just now in your northwest corner.
That was not embarrassing, but the lamp. The lamp needed a fart dusting.
God. If we want to bring a special guest in, I actually have the teller of that tale.
Did you fart on the dick?
Worse.
Okay, please stop.
Okay, so we're not going to bring the special guest in, but he can peek around the corner to look at me.
Shrimp boat captain.
Should you want for a
So there was a time in our relationship where there were lots of stories that started with, so I was eating her asshole out one night.
Yep.
And
as one does.
One of the stories goes, so I was eating her asshole out one night. And all of a sudden, I feel this. And he slaps me on the ass, and I hear this sniffling. And you're like, what? You just shit in my mouth. I was like,
I fell asleep and I sleep farted while he was eating my asshole out. And I don't think there's a more embarrassing time than when
at least it was in his mouth and not in his eye.
Yes. That is fair.
They're very close.
Did you fart in a man's eye?
No, I've never farted in a man's eye. I'm just saying he would have ended up with pink eye and there would have been a different tale.
Yeah.
Do you have an embarrassing place that you farted?
Mostly at work, but there was one day that it was especially bad, and I know that it whistled.
We tend to text each other, hey, don't walk down to my desk right now, because I just fucking let it rip.
Uh-huh. I'm in a little stink cloud.
I'm praying right now that no one else walks up to me right now.
There was one day that it was so bad. I had headphones in, and I just knew that people a few rows back heard me. So I just pretended like I didn't know what had happened, mm-hmm. but I was sitting there going, ooh, hope nobody walks back here for a spoon.
For a spoon.
Callie?
Which is, okay. So,
you've really set up this story.
I'm
today.
So sorry that I've set up the story. Now I'm really going to let you down. Like a man would, you know?
Anyway, continue.
So I had a lovely, lovely date this weekend. And
indeed.
Oh my god, did you ask us the fart question? Did
you ask yes. Yeah, I did.
She made a segue.
Oh.
That's a segue. Like and so I had a lovely date this weekend and we were doing activities that adult people
was he eating your asshole out?
He was not.
I'm gonna put my wine down before I spit it across this table.
And so it is let's say it's round one. Okay.
Fight!
Fart! And I get
not fart.
I get flipped into a position really quickly.
Oh.
And about
knock the wind out.
That's fine. Because that air went somewhere else. About 8 tons of air gets pushed into me real quick. And then the deed is done. And Mr. Gentleman Man is going to walk to the bathroom to dispose of artifacts.
Prophylactics?
No. And
artifacts.
I go
AKA
to
Rose.
Scoot to a sexy position on the bed because I'm going to lay like one of so he can paint me like one of his French ladies when he comes back.
I'm so sure.
In the grave I left.
You could say that.
The cry clap was so loud, and I'm blind. My glasses are not on for activities.
Oh,
I could not see his face.
I'm blind because I queffed in my own eye, and I had pink eye. The queen I queffed.
The queen
queefed his way.
My quest listen, was left a breath.
The China was singing the song with
my mouth. Poetry corner, my buddy.
Where I made up a word.
My vagina was singing the song of its people to thank him for said activities, and I could not see his face when the sound occurred. So he walks out of the room, shuts the door, and I immediately just smack my face into a pillow, and I'm dying inside, going, I can't believe I just did that. Well, to be fair, I had no control. You know, she has a mind of her own.
Hopefully,
she being my lady.
Hopefully, he being an adult gentleman of a certain age, thought to himself, I did a good job.
You know, we
the had... queef that queffed was only queffed.
Does a queef a good job for?
For
a queef
I have, job I make. Have bequeathed upon you.
Into your vagina right now.
A queef worth questing.
In my experience, it's more like, excuse me, sir.
What we're fighting for.
I need to ask you a question.
Okay. So
does it go?
We continue on with more activities. We go to dinner. We come back and have more activities.
Of course.
Gentleman suitor goes home. The next day, I'm like, I need to talk to this man about this because I need to know that he knows I didn't fart.
I need
him to
it's
know.
Not like you said I love you when you were too fucked
Jesus,
up.
No.
Your pussy made a noise.
I need God. To know the queef was what. And it wasn't a fart.
My insecure self was like, God, I have to know that, like,
Did you text him that you queefed a queef?
So, I texted him and I said, hey.
Just a heads up.
Baz, Steph, and I are recording a podcast on Monday, and I would like your permission to tell a story that happened from something embarrassing that happened yesterday. And he goes, yeah, you have my permission. And I was like, okay, cool. So now that I've said that, you know I did not fart after round one, right?
Right.
And he goes,
right?
Round one, fart. I said, you pushed about 8 tons of air into me, my dude, and my vagina played you a song.
Let me sing you the songs of my people.
And he goes, queef, queef, queef.
Your sound effects and your singing, beautiful.
It's a baritone.
Probably.
He goes, oh yeah, no, I know. It just happens. I just kind of ignored it. And I said, in my head, I'm like, wow, what a gentleman of you.
He's a grown adult man.
And in my head, I said...
He said, she definitely is changing the sheets while I'm in the
bed. Oh, she definitely is shitting.
That queef did not come out of the chest.
And he's like, oh, no, yeah, no, it's fine. And I said, okay, good, because I definitely died a little inside of embarrassment. And he goes, oh, really? Makes it fucking worse. Hold on. Makes it fucking worse. He goes, you never queefed before?
Oh, buddy, I've queefed a few queefs.
And I
in my day.
Wanted to throw my phone out the car at that moment.
Please don't text and drive. And also, please don't throw your phone out the
I
car.
I didn't.
And
also, it's wasteful.
Queefing is normal.
It
natural.
Is.
However, indeed. I have...
But to have a man
I've
ask
only
you...
queefed like 4 queefs in my entire... I'm almost 40.
So. I've only queefed 4 queefs.
That's 1 queef for 10 years.
Yeah, it's once in a decade.
A queef a decade.
I used to know, I was in high school with a girl that could queef on command.
Nope.
Have you
and
seen the girl on TikTok?
She would get in this position and she would go like, and they just like
beatboxing.
Like one right after
she's
the other.
Beatboxing.
She's beatboxing with it.
Not with her mouth flips.
No,
and
no.
Like this was on like prom night. She's in her prom dress. We're like, do the thing you can do, and then
I bet you anything she was like, you know what, I'm gonna hone this because otherwise I'm gonna get made fun of.
Did she
this.
Become a stripper by chance?
No,
I feel like that's a really good thing that she could have monopolized on.
No, she met the same sad red hat fate as
everybody. No,
she married
shame.
Somebody named Gator, and
she still could have been a stripper.
Yeah. So not Tater.
No,
nah, no taters, no
taters,
similar,
no
yeah.
Miss Taters.
Potato?
Yeah.
Potato?
But, so, I have secondhand embarrassment. It's not secondhand, it's my own embarrassment. Because this man has
my own
asked me,
embarrassment.
Have you never queefed before? And you know, he's a very kind man. Lots
were
of green
you,
flags.
Did you tell him you've queefed your day?
And I said, well, it's been a while. It's
been a while!
But, I mean, yeah. And he goes, it's just a natural thing.
That's what I could say.
No, honestly, if you had farted, I probably would have just high-fived you and said nice, but I knew what it was, and so, you know, we're just going to move on with
sorry,
it.
I'm
you didn't high-five me
ass.
For the queft, the queef had queft?
Right? Because I was a pretty good queft.
Listen.
That's the loudest queft I've ever had.
That's quite a queeft.
Never queefing a queft ever again.
Why am I not getting tired of saying that word?
Queft?
Really, because I've gotten pretty fucking tired of saying queef today. Trust me, in the past 2 days. So that leads me to tell you another story about baby
Lord.
Uncle Charlie.
Baby Uncle Charlie.
Is that anything like Uncle Baby Billy?
No.
No.
So we lived with my aunt and uncle and my cousin for a short period of time, and he could not distinguish the fact that my dad's name is Charlie and my sister's name is Charlie. So he called my dad Daddy Uncle Charlie and then called my sister Baby Uncle Charlie.
This was like Daddy.
No,
Daddy Uncle Charlie.
Don't make his head any bigger than it is.
He's got quite the dome.
Oh. Quite the five head. You know, happens.
Maybe six.
I really want to know what the segue this is going to be because I feel like we're still going to be talking about queefing and it's weird if it's your sister or your dad.
Hold on.
Is Baby Uncle Charlie queefing?
Hold on. We're in the car.
She's one on her first date, Callie.
I know. We're in the car. I'm in middle school, which means she's probably about 5. And she lets out a little toot. No, a toot for butt.
Oh. And then my dad goes, oh, that was a queef.
And my mom and I instantly start dying laughing. And he goes, that's, she queefed. It was a little toot. That's what a little toot is called, right? It's a queef.
He thought because it sounded small and cute that it was a small toot.
That is what
it was, a tiny fart.
So what I'm hearing is that he didn't get a lot of pussy.
Like, we're not going to trauma dump that one. So
he just didn't ask a lot of questions about the pussy.
No. So yeah, he starts going, well, that was a queef, wasn't it? It was a little fart. A little toot. And I'm dying laughing, but also embarrassed at the same time that my father is saying the word queef, and now my 5-year-old sister is yelling, what's a queef? And my mom is not breathing. She's laughing so hard and pulling up on her phone what a queef is. Hands the phone to my dad. He's driving. And he reads it, throws the phone back at her, goes, no! That's not what I thought that meant.
Now, and if you come back for a second week with another queef story, I will be calling you Queef Latifah for the rest of your life.
Well, I was going to say we could name the episode the Queef Heard Around the World, or the Queef That Queefed. The Queef That Queefed.
The Queef
Is it
the
Queef Latifah, or is it Queen Laquifah?
Ooh.
Oh.
Which one's better?
All of the above.
I think it's Laquifah.
Laquifah.
And then to bring in selfishly my career as a tattooer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your career as a queefer.
And the worst thing I've ever had to do to somebody.
Did you queef?
No, I did not. I did not queef, but they did get each other's gamer names.
Oh! Oh! Yes!
And one was Bussy Queef, spelled K-W-E-E-F.
Cute.
And when I saw it, I was like, Busse Kavakin.
I wish he was a Jussie.
Because I didn't see these people, and I was like, maybe they're Kenyan. Like,
maybe it's their native language.
To try to understand better. Yeah. These two fucking white people, like, no, it's our gamer names. Bussy Queef and Coochie Milk.
That Coochie Milk.
It was...
That Coochie Milk ringing real loud.
Don't put milk in your
cookie. No, that will cause a bacterial infection. Please don't do that.
Don't put milk.
You'll get real yeasty, boys.
I was gonna say, I know
put
someone
milk in your cookie.
Oh.
Well, depends on what you want to call it.
We're using anatomically correct words for our boys these days. We're not unless
we are using anatomically correct terms.
Uh-huh. No, but not just for your vulvas.
Yes.
For the rest of it too.
Fair.
Don't put milk down yonder. Thou shalt get a yeasty boy infection.
Correct. I have a friend who decided they were going to eat strawberries. I am not the friend. I have a friend who decided they were going to eat strawberries out of their lady. And
wait, they were not using anatomically correct. Like, they were pretzeling themselves to their
This is a male figure eating strawberries out of his lady's lady.
I thought you were saying person was fully pretzeling
that
themselves to eat strawberries out of their own lady.
That would require
you don't know that.
I think it
was. Prove it.
I can't. My biology degree doesn't go that far. And they lost a strawberry. And they continued on with their activities, and this friend ended up muddling the strawberry
into a daiquiri,
into the lady, into a daiquiri.
Did the seeds
into a daiquiri?
Into a daiquiri, daiquiri dock. Not that I'm aware of. And the lady did not receive any form of infection, surprisingly.
The lady's lady.
The lady's
lady.
Should
we put a pin in this? And like add to
Charquefa
our topics.
That's been
a true story.
Let us know
Hollywood story.
Let us know if you'd like to hear about things lost in someone's vagina. It may be someone here in this room. It may be a friend. Also, we could also expand that to things my friend has pulled out of somebody's asshole at the ER.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
She no longer is a nurse. She got real sick of it.
Brilliant.
So.
Love that.
Asshole trap stories. Trapped in an asshole.
Traps holes.
Traps holes at the trap house.
Yeah, things lost in your butt. And to remind me,
trapped in the thing closet.
My best friend almost pulled out of my vagina.
You know, that's a good friend.
Almost?
She's the best.
There was a Sex in the City episode where Samantha pulled Carrie's diaphragm out for her.
I love that she just bought it. That's my comfort show.
Uh-huh. It's one of mine as well.
I rewatch it. I've probably seen every episode. Mm-hmm. This is not an exaggeration. I've probably seen every episode 9 times. Mm-hmm.
I'm very close.
Watch it.
That is so what was playing when my sentiment caller came over on Saturday because I felt like that
right
was appropriate.
Right now.
Sex. The City.
Yeah.
Sex and.
I'm at
the City.
Sex and the Queefs.
For the 9th time.
Queefs in the City.
I'm at the episode where Carrie meets Alexander Petrovsky.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say Alexander Hamilton.
His name is.
We're done with Alexander Hamilton. We are done with that, damn it.
There's so many.
I should have never brought up Alexander County.
But just you wait. Just you wait.
I'm over this already.
When he was here.
Not a musical lady.
You're going to become one.
But do you like history?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's okay. It's a fun way to learn history.
Are you just going to say anything else?
Yes.
Are you just going to repeat each other? And I love that for you.
We finish each other's.
Mulligan, and he's fun.
She didn't say sandwiches.
No, Anna, I didn't.
No, not you.
Oh.
Woody.
You ever seen Frozen?
Yes.
Okay, damn it.
Just rewatch it with me, and that's how we all started the other night. No,
you're right.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry.
Make someone blow out.
My brain was not working.
And that's also how I figured out what a Swedish cat would sound like. Well, you just have to pretend like you're saying an IKEA furniture game.
Another episode. Okay, medical emergencies.
What's that?
The old medical emergencies of yore.
I have an added story, not to a medical emergency, but things lost. We will do that on that episode, I promise you.
Okay.
This
lost thing to never be found again.
Garbage, guys,
like our brain cell, because we've been bouncing from topic to topic.
Man,
all
I
night.
Think we left the brain cell at work.
Oh fuck. We can even talk about murder if you'd like, because I
oh,
do
yeah.
like true crime.
Murder.
We do be true crime group.
I was about to say, we do be murdering, and we don't
we
be
do
doing
don't
that.
Be murdering.
We do be murdering.
I shan't implicate
the
myself
toilet.
In anything.
Oh!
We do be murdering up, pussy!
Do you? We do be murdering that pussy, though.
No!
Hallie, I think you speak for yourself on that front, and Martel's judging you and saying, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Also, I do be murdering that toilet. Can relate.
Do be also.
For the record, Martel said I do be murdering that pussy. Thank you very much.
Sounds like you were, like, gently shaking hands with some pussy a couple times.
Yeah, there was a gentle handshaking.
You were like, m'lady.
You thought you were getting a kiss on the first date, but you definitely just got a handshake. And a tip of the fedora.
I am not going to describe my last interaction with a lady, but sure.
Okay.
Sure. Ladies? Brothers?
Brothers?
Does that feel like... I was going to say, I feel like that's a good spot to
all
wrap
right.
it up after I just
all
said
right.
I murdered some pussy.
So we're Callie murdered some pussy. We murdered this first episode. Come on
yeah.
back next time for some other unhinged shit.
This gentleman suitors.
And always remember,
this episode, I remember that I just said I murdered some pussy and now you're going to listen to that.
Fucking love that.
Okay.
And always remember, sex work is real work.
Yeah.
Bitches be crazy. So.